春天，春天呐。
Actually, I like it in the evening. Mm-hmm. And then it's good stuff, classical, some new stuff, whatever.
Someday, someday at night, it's Sunday at night.
12 meters. 11, 10,
and they're right on us.
9 meters.
Short control burst.
8 meters.
Which, you know, these, what is that, the CRTs?
7.
You're going to shove up their ass sideways.
6.
See, that's inside the room.
It's reading right, man. Look.
You're not reading it right.
5 meters, man. 4. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m., and it's time for What the Hell with Sumerian and semi-permanent guest host for a very long time, Bob from Peru.
Now that we're inside your room, remember short controlled bursts.
Let's rock!
There's so many going on.
That's it. I guess we're live.
Greetings. We're Woo! Live once again.
Hello.
It's Sunday night.
Sunday. It's true.
It is. And we have a somewhat reduced crowd tonight.
Yeah, it's very low.
But that's okay. It's really hot.
Yes, that's
and
good.
I'm sort of glad. Otherwise, it would be almost unbearable. It's not bad in here, but I think it would be a lot more unbearable, say, add 4 or 5 more people.
Yeah. Too much body heat. We have to start killing people.
That's right.
I think the reason people haven't shown up is possibly because they actually have melted into plant levels of goo, and they're waiting for slightly cooler weather to actually solidify into human beings again.
I think so.
We have human beings on this show? Hey, the cast is going up.
Yeah.
Alleged human beings.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Yeah. So, we have the regular things tonight. We have gross hospital stories, as always, with Zach. I'm sure
Hello.
He's got a good one tonight for
yes,
us all.
Yes, I call the one tonight. I'm going to tell Dax's first time with a corpse.
Ooh, nasty.
It was a sad story. He had to leave it outside the fridge for a while just to warm it up.
And
you dip them in hot water, gets rid of that
clammy
feeling.
They get kind of lukewarmish. most of the rigor mortis kind of goes away. They're a little less stiff. You get less of that bone cracking after a while.
Ooh.
Well, rigor goes away after a while anyway.
It does go away after a while. How long is it?
For a long while.
How long is rigor mortis go for?
Anywhere from 12 to 48 hours.
Yeah,
48. That's right.
Don't ask us why we know this.
The temperature is starting to get a little right.
Yes, there.
And we also have news of the week.
Yay!
And we might have Drex phoning in, and I'm sure we have the chicken.
The chicken said he would call in.
And we have some late guests showing up as well.
Oh, do we?
After about 10. Sean Kennedy,
oh,
the fucking man, showing
that's
up.
Right. And also...
The Dark One, and possibly Dirty Promo Girl.
And also one more. Actually, yeah, we do have a lot of people showing up later.
Who's that?
Don?
No.
Bert.
Bert!
Our resident cameraman.
Bert,
resident
Bert?
Cameraman.
Why is he not here?
The guy who likes to film the wall.
He is watching South Park, so he's going to have a review for us.
Oh, the
South
movie.
Park.
South Park, the
South
movie.
South Park, movie.
Cool.
The bitch didn't even invite me to go. I'm going to have to slap
bastard.
Him.
But he knew you wanted to be here more.
Yes, that's true.
I think your mic's a bit too loud, Dax.
Oh,
you have such a booming, prominent voice.
Well, I have that masculine voice.
That's right.
HL69er, why are you going on about Massengale?
We might have to silence you.
Yeah.
Take away your plus V that I
definitely.
Gave to you.
Definitely.
This is not the appropriate forum to be discussing feminine hygiene products. Okay?
That's right.
But why not?
As much as we really don't care.
I think the preference for your what feminine hygiene product should be the question of the week. But
I prefer
Oh, douching with Coca-Cola. Now that's got us smart.
What? You guys still get nothing from Rant?
Still get nothing.
What the? I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But somebody made a comment that
we still get nothing from Rant. We never got anything from Rant.
Rant?
Rant what?
They never sent us anything. No. Who the hell's Rant?
Who's Rant? Oh, yeah.
The Rant Corporation.
Massengale ain't in the dictionary. HL69er must be American.
It's a brand name.
True.
Maybe ketchup's in the dictionary.
It's a douche.
A douche.
Maybe
douche.
Jell-O's in the dictionary.
Yeah, the Jell-O.
They've been around for a while.
Douche?
I don't know how long Massengale's been around. Any insights?
No. Wow.
This conversation is taking over and just diving.
It's
so let's
going
just
down.
Let's everybody
who's
just say hello.
Who just came
okay,
in?
We're
we
gonna
got, we got.
Why don't we just go back to standard operating procedure? And
That's right. Totally. Well, we usually ignore them. So let's just
we're just gonna
we're gonna go
you.
Straight to the news right now.
Yeah, let's
okay,
go right to the news.
Well, should we say hello?
Yeah, okay, we'll go around the room and say hello. Okay,
this is, it'll be quick anyway.
It'll be quick. We're going to do a major hello and the camera thing when everyone shows up, probably around 10 or quarter after 10.
Good
so
time.
We've got Sumerian, of course.
Bob from Peru.
Dak.
Dak.
Project Robotic
Man. Projectile Bot Man did see the video of
Projectile
Bot Man.
We finally saw the video.
It will go up.
We have Nikki as well, but she's not going to say hi because she's too embarrassed.
It is not time to phone in, but we've got to call her. If this is what the hell's his face?
No,
okay.
No.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Telus Long Distance. You have a collect call from
Private Drexel from Wainwright.
Oh, I don't know.
You may press 1 now to accept this, or say yes. To refuse, say no.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Woody.
Hello.
Hey, it's Rex.
How's it going, man?
Figured I'd make you guys pay this time.
Yeah, bastard. You guys, it's me.
Oh,
we're going to take up collections here.
We'll take up collections.
I'll tell you what, Drex, I'll give you a quarter. You can call someone who cares.
Bastard. So, how's the weather out there?
Oh, it's really hot.
Yeah, same here. It's just scorching here.
Is it?
Yep. It's been really nice.
What's the temperature?
I'd say 25 to 30 for the past 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Very
that's
nice.
Celsius for you American listeners out there.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's up?
No, we don't need... It's okay. I'll pay for the call.
I want to talk to him later.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know. What's the question of the week? What is it?
Our question of the week. How about...
What's your preferred feminine hygiene product?
What is your two choices. What is your preferred feminine hygiene product? Or two, if you could kill only one person and get away with it, who would you kill?
Private Margaish.
Okay.
None of us know who that is, but that's okay.
But that's okay because it can be as personal and petty as you want.
I tried to be nice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the most annoying person on the planet. He has a attitude of a 12-year-old.
And you try and argue with him, and he just never sees your point.
No. He's too stupid to argue with. Of no real point. He would say something totally inane and retarded. And it wouldn't be worth arguing. I would never catch myself in an actual discussion.
So what does he do? Is he just completely out of here? You just can't talk to him? He's so stupid?
He's in my tent.
Uh-huh.
Which means that whenever he fucks up, oh, it's our fault.
So you're held responsible for this guy.
You said he's in your tent?
Yeah, he's in tents. They're in a tent,
yeah,
tent city.
I know that.
Tent city.
Tent
by
city.
Tent, I mean he's sharing a tent with this moron?
We have 10 people in our tent.
Wow. That's like 9 too many, Adrian.
How big are these tents?
I have a few that I would mind telling. We went to the ranges today and yesterday.
Ranges? Yeah.
Qualify on the C7, which is like an M16. It's all rifle.
And you kicked ass?
No.
Oh.
I kicked ass when we were practicing yesterday.
Yeah.
I was doing well, and my groupings were all snazzy.
Yeah.
And then today, I don't know what happened. I think something odd happened because I was shooting fine, and then there's this one from 200 meters where they pop the target up.
Yep.
and you have 5 seconds to fire at it, and you get five chances at it. And according to the guy that was controlling my target, he said I missed everyone. Yeah.
That sucks. Well, next time, I guess.
No, there's no next time.
That's it.
That's it.
Your markdown forever is a poor shot.
Well, I mean, I have to qualify, right? I don't know if I did, because I'm feeble, I guess.
How can you qualify when you miss all the shots?
Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch before that.
Oh, okay. I see.
Other ones. I just know that on that one, I suck. The thing is, no, I don't want to get into it now, but
okay,
it was very easy to get the sight picture. You know, it was right there. I just pulled the trigger. I don't know how it possibly missed. So anyways, that's my whine and complaint.
That's your rant.
Hey, Drex, I have to give you a quick shout after you're done.
What's that?
I have to talk to you after you're done.
Funky.
Groove.
Smarian.
Yes.
Do you make a CD for me or no?
Yes.
Did you send it?
No. Did I make a CD?
Yeah.
No, I will do that this week.
This week.
Lies!
So I'll get it sometime around when I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can listen to it on the way home.
Come on.
Do it tomorrow?
What's that?
I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay, can you send it tomorrow too? Please.
Send it Tuesday.
Please.
I'll try. I don't think I'll be able to send it tomorrow if I make it tomorrow.
I'm probably going to buy a stereo tomorrow, so I'll be able to play it from my...
Yeah?
Mate.
But you're in Alberta. No tax.
Sure, whatever.
Save 7%.
Yay.
Well, they jack it up, 7%.
Yay.
Oh, it's just included in the price.
It's just included in the price, yeah. That's right. Hidden taxes.
But you have to make it, like, promos in between.
Oh, yeah.
Songs
and for sure.
The cool music on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Drex.
That voice slam and, like, some, whatchamacallit.
Just cool music.
Drex.
Yeah.
What kind of deal do we get for the Loomis guys?
It's that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
50% off.
Oh, okay. Groove. I'll be sending lots of stuff, Loomis.
Where?
To you.
I don't know if it'll get here any quicker.
Okay, well, doesn't really matter.
Try it once.
I have a couple letters that I failed to mail, so if I mail them at work, I'll probably mail them.
Cool. Yeah, send them tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, yeah, send it, like, overnight or whatever, and I probably won't get it the next day, just because it'll just go to regular mail, and
I'll send it collect.
Fucker.
And you'll have to sign for it.
Right. And no, you can't send it collect.
I know.
There's no way in hell I'll get it. Bastards. Oh, man. So, let me see, what adventures have befallen me?
Have to clean up any nasty things?
Are you burning shit?
Carry the laundry from my tent.
Uh-huh. Everyone's or just yours?
Oh, 10 pairs of combat pants and combat t-shirts.
Mmm, tasty.
Under my nose after your long day in the hot sun.
Yummy.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It sucks. You only get one shot at it.
How's all your ironing equipment working?
I have stopped ironing since the new people arrived, because there's 30 of us now and not 9.
Yeah.
You have to iron everyone's?
Well, when there were only 9 of us, I ironed everyone's, because I was the only one with an iron.
Because you're responsible for everyone, right? If somebody isn't ironed, it's like everyone takes blame?
No, it's just that
they're
all have our jobs, and I said, okay, I'll iron. Now, we've been getting into shit because the bathrooms have been clean. I made a duty this past week, but no one fucking did anything.
Yeah.
Especially the bathrooms. So this week, I made the new duty list, and I put, like, certain people in charge of getting the job done, so I'll yell at them if it's not done.
Yeah.
And I'm in charge of the bathroom, so they're gonna fucking get done.
Cool.
I had to run around and whip people today to get them in there, but I think we got it done.
Did they give you an actual military whip, or what?
No, I had to create one out of a towel.
Excellent. I should teach you how to roll a rat tail. You can break skin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. I don't want to wound them. They have to do some hard work.
My brother used to be able to take the paint off the lockers at school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Danger.
Hey, no evidence. You don't want any evidence afterwards.
Beat them with a phone book and a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That way it's all internal bruising. You'll just think he's a big whiner. Say, stop whining, silly bastard.
So I think we're going to go to a song now.
Okay.
And I'll let you talk to Bob.
Okay.
And then...
When we come back, I guess the news.
The news.
Funky.
Okay, say what the hell, and then I'll pass you off to Bob.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
KMFDM off the new album, Rubicon.
Careful, Nikki, they might actually think there's someone else here.
Hi there, this is Dirty Promo Girl. If you have a problem with Rant Radio's content, fuck you.
All right, we are back, and I'm just going to list the people out in the IRC. We've got me, Just Al, Theory, HL69, the Head Peon, and a whole bunch of repeats from NextNet. Oh, I also failed to mention that we are sort of sponsored by SonicNet, because they provide us a T3 mirror, and we love them.
SonicNet. Yay!
Yay! So go to www.sonic.net and give them your business. because they give us stuff for free.
There's our suck up, our commercial suck up.
It's also brought to us. The show is brought to you by M&M's and
licorice.
Licorice. Yeah.
We don't know.
President's choice
licorice.
Cheap brand.
And we'll be sad to say that Zombie 69 is not here this week.
Where's Zombie?
He says, "I am going." This is word for word. "I am going to a college for 2 weeks, so that mean I will not be here to chat or to Linus to rant radio for 2 weeks. I am sad." Jeffrey D says, "Oh well." Zombie 69 says, "Hey, what the hell? Please tell everyone on What the Hell show that I say hi on the net, okay? Thanks."
No, I'm afraid we won't tell everyone that Zombie 69 said hello. We refuse to do it.
He says, "I be back on 25th.
I hope he's going to college to learn English.
I hope so, too.
No, I think he's going to get his degree in Ebonics.
Oh. Here, you can have a microphone. You can have Bob's microphone. He's talking with Rex. Giving you the coveted microphone. And
yes. We actually might have something said out of Projectile Vomit Man this week.
Maybe.
Oh, no, I wouldn't shut him up.
You had to say it.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bitch.
There's something very cool. One of our listeners called Zebby from the UK is making a T-shirt from our logo from their front. Did I say this last week?
You might have said it, but I don't remember if you said it on the radio.
Yeah. He's making a T-shirt from our logo when you go to our webpage. That little headphones or headphones guy says WWE. He's going to put on a T-shirt and play paintball with it. And he's going to send us pictures of before and after with all paintball all over it. That'll be cool. I'll put that up on the website. Okay, let's go to the news, and everyone here can pick out their favorite news story. I'll just switch it over so everyone here in the studio can see it.
On our big screen TV.
On our big screen. Oops. Swap. Here we go. If we can see it. We've got the Pac-Man world record. Can the internet drive you mad? Slow sites costing vendors billions. Matrix only on DVD.
They're not going to release it on video? They're only going to release it on DVD?
Okay, let's go with that one then. That piqued the interest of someone here.
Yes.
Yes, The Matrix, I'm going to paste this in the IRC channel. And it looks like The Matrix is only going to be released on DVD and not VHS. You can rent it on VHS. This is the weird part. You can rent it on VHS and DVD, but they're not going to sell it on DVD on VHS. And the reasoning behind this
is
it's so violent that they're not going to release it on VHS. Now, what's the reasoning behind this?
Well, if you're not going to release it, why are you going to rent it?
I think it's just a ploy to artificially inflate the sales of DVDs.
Maybe. I'm okay with that.
I'm not really going to complain about it because I'm buying a DVD player anyway.
I'm going to buy it on DVD because, you want good quality.
Everybody's going to buy DVD or be left behind. That's the motto of our story.
Having said that, then it could just be one more nail in the coffin lid of VHS.
That's right. It says,
who here remembers Beta?
I do. I remember it. Can you say sucks? It says The Matrix, undeniably one of the best movies to come out ever. Well, maybe not ever, but it was really, really good.
It was awesome.
Actually, I have to say, I thought it was really cool.
It is. It's really good.
It accomplishes the near impossible task of making Keanu Reeves look like
an actor.
Somebody semi-intelligent.
Three or four firing neurons at least.
Yeah, it's
at least.
And not only that, I actually cared about him for a change.
Yeah, he was.
I remember Johnny Mnemonic, where basically I kept rooting for the guys that were chasing him.
And let's not forget, it's the perfect role for Keanu Reeves because it is Keanu Reeves. The character is. His speech mannerisms, everything, working on Reeves. I mean, just repeat after me.
Well, I know Kung Fu.
That was done way too well.
Kung Fu. said like that guy from Duckman, that very stupid kid from Duckman.
Ajax.
Ajax. Oh,
I know.
If anyone has a chance.
Didn't you know Kenny Reeves is the voice for AJ?
I see.
He's the stage name in the credits, but he is Kenny Reeves.
I see.
And anyone who doesn't know what Duckman is, check out Comedy Central in the States or the Cartoon Network up here in. What's it called?
That it's brilliant.
Teletoon.
Teletoon.
Teletoon here in Canada.
One of the best.
It is
cartoons,
probably
I think.
The best social.
As my. I laugh my ass off the whole
every
time.
Every time, yeah.
It's so good, and it doesn't demean you with its humor.
No,
it's
it
like
doesn't.
Very highbrow humor.
My all-time personal favorite, the Star Trek episode.
Yes. If you haven't seen it, we won't tell you about it. Just try to find it. Either rent it, borrow it, beg it, or steal it.
It's
you've
impossible
got it.
To actually explain it. You have to experience it.
Here's another story about the link between caffeine and radiation. So all you people who drink a lot of coffee out there, this may be good.
Caffeine could protect you from radiation? Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to get me a cup of Java and get a job at a nuclear plant.
Drinking coffee could protect people from radioactivity, according to scientists in India who have found that mice given caffeine survive otherwise lethal doses of radiation. Now, the findings in this are amazing, what they're saying here. A team from the Baha Atomic Research Center in Bombay injected 471 mice with varying amounts of caffeine and then exposed them to 7.5 grays of gamma radiation, usually a lethal dose. But 25 days later, 70% of the mice given 80 milligrams of caffeine per kilogram body weight in 1 hour before radiation exposed were still alive. By contrast, all 196 of the mice not given caffeine and exposed to the same dose of radiation had died. All of them.
Hey,
that's pretty conclusive.
What the hell?
Yeah, just...
Glug, glug,
glug. You want to be wired for sound when nukes are falling.
Get out the jolt. Like, all of them died, and given caffeine, 70% lived.
Well, I know that
that's pretty conclusive.
Yeah.
I know that one of the
so does this mean that Starbucks is now officially considered to be part of the civil defense plan?
Yes.
Higher doses of caffeine.
Now, wouldn't it? I have actually heard that one of the treatments for radiation radiation burns is to give you adrenaline. If you're exposed to radiation, they give you large doses of adrenaline.
So it's not necessarily caffeine,
it may
but
not be caffeine.
The adrenaline
be
produced by
fact,
it.
Well, not the adrenaline produced by it, but it may be that speeding up your metabolism protects you against radiation. So my question is, would doing harder drugs do a better job, like if I started coke, or maybe did some meth, would I be in better shape? Or maybe just good old ephedrine? Or I think ecstasy is actually... is technically a amphetamine. So
I thought ecstasy was a narcotic.
Yes.
No, ecstasy is an amphetamine, but some of the
Bob from Peru says
it's a narcotic. You get have different things. Ecstasy is not just ecstasy.
Yeah.
Original ecstasy was a was an amphetamine, but the ecstasy you buy may have like heroin or methadone or whatever the hell they find and mix it up and give it to you. You know.
It's a mixed remix.
Exactly. It's like the mystery meat in the cafeteria. It has similar effects, I find. I'm done talking now. You can move this away from my face.
Okay, the next one we're going to go to is, can the internet drive you mad?
Anything can drive you mad.
And this is just another thing in the long line of paranoia schemes that people... What to blame on people's paranoia? Wow, this is really slow. It's on the Wired. Wired.com. Oh, got a blip of information there.
Paranoia is just a state of total awareness anyway.
But if you're paranoid and they are out to get you, are you still paranoid?
No.
That just you are.
Confirms your paranoia. Well, that's really, really slow.
I think we're going to forget about this story.
We're going to go to the Pac-Man world record. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
The net can be scary for anyone who's never used it, but for patients suffering from paranoid delusional psychosis, it can be an extreme torment.
Oh, so what you're saying is, if you're already crazy,
yes,
and you're on the internet, it could actually make you crazy. What the fuck?
Let's go down to what happens here. Back in the 50s and 60s, patients had false beliefs that the Russians were out to get them, that radio towers were beaming things into their heads.
Ask Sean about his radio-free head. He's got a hat. That's just ask him to tell you the story behind radio-free head.
Yeah, it's he's got a special hat that like blocks all radiation.
Yeah, it's copper.
Of course, it's only from like his hat level up. So, I guess the lower half. How low does your brain go in your head?
I think he's just trying to keep it out of his pineal gland.
Oh, yeah.
Think about in the back of your head, about halfway up, it's under the baseball cap level.
But don't quote me on that, because I am an idiot, and I might be totally wrong.
Nobody heard that anyway, because you're too far away from the mic.
Yeah, no, not only that, no one actually listens to it. I don't think any of our listeners who take anything we have to say serious should probably just drop drugs and just get it over with.
Remember, kids, don't try this at home.
The first case's study is a 40-year-old man who shot himself in the face in a suicide attempt because he thought his friends had placed images on the internet of him masturbating and having sex with his girlfriend.
Isn't that what the internet is for?
Yeah,
that's pretty rational as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
I've got problems like that.
Another.
What site is that at?
www.randradio.com. Go check it out, I'm Angie.
Another patient who was 41 thought he was.
Oh, where's Bob with the.
Bob with the phone. What is Bob doing if he's not on the. What's going on?
I think
Bob got it. Okay. It was somebody at the downstairs.
Bob!
Another patient.
Did you let in?
Another patient who was 41 thought he was a witch webmaster and ran an online service giving advice to new witches. He believed his powers were so strong that he could surf the net using only his mind.
And so did he, like, commit suicide or what?
Sometimes when we're talking to him, he would stare straight ahead and then say, "Sorry, I was at someone's website."
We're keeping this guy alive because he's a useful member of society now?
I don't know. And now for the final news of the night, it's the Pac-Man World Record. How to waste a lot of your time.
A perfect score achieved on Pac-Man in New Hampshire. What the fuck is a perfect score?
Well, we'll find out what a perfect score.
For it's Bert.
Bert.
And Amy.
And, oops. And Dirty Promo Girl.
Dirty Promo Girl.
For the first time in video game playing history, a perfect score was achieved on the legendary arcade game Pac-Man. Taking nearly 6 hours to accomplish this feat on one quarter, Billy Mitchell. What a perfect
Billy
perfect,
Mitchell.
Perfect,
Billy
perfect
Mitchell.
Name was, for that, was don't you think?
That was the name of that Air Force Admiral, wasn't it?
Clock Tower case. Billy Mitchell.
33, a Fort Lauderdale hot sauce manufacturer, blah, 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 scored 3,333,360 points, the maximum possible points allowed by the game. To get a perfect game on Pac-Man, the player has to eat every dot, every energizer, every blue man, and every fruit, up to and including board 256, where the game ends with a split screen. This must be accomplished on the first man, too.
Heep. Billy, get a life.
Billy, didn't mention, actually, to get that score, you also have to eat every ghost twice.
Well, you eat the pellet, and then you get all the ghosts. Then you eat another pellet, and then
so
you get all the ghosts.
You have to do that four times eventually.
Four times.
So you have to do four, because there's four pellets.
Yeah.
It's a freak.
It's unbelievable.
He's a freak on a leash.
As it says.
He refused to eat until he beat Canadians for the world record. Went hungry for nearly two full days.
Oh, get a life.
I guess he failed his first couple attempts because it took him 6 hours, but he didn't eat for 2 days. Yeah.
So in other words, he sucks.
I don't know if he sucks.
So he was determined to beat Canadians.
Can you believe this is the first time since it was put out that somebody did this?
Yeah, no, actually, I have no problem because I have a question.
Yes.
Who the fuck cares?
It's Pac-Man.
It's Pac-Man. The game sucked.
It's not even a scroller. It's like just like a topographical map of boredom.
It's burn in hell.
Burn in hell. Yeah.
Burn in hell for screens.
I think I have to say to Billy. Billy, just fuck off and die, Billy, if you can hear me. If you can hear my voice, Billy, pretend this is the voice that's speaking to you, Billy, and just kill yourself, okay? Do the world a fucking favor and whack your ass.
Have a lead lunch.
Gargle with glass.
Have two, they're small.
Whatever it takes, just end it. End it, Billy.
Okay, so I don't really like the question of the week.
Which one?
Who would you kill? You've already sort of done that before.
But we don't have another one.
It's true.
So.
What is that, personally, or, like, in the world?
If you
in the world, someone alive.
If you could pick somebody who's alive right now, and you could whack them and get away with them, scot-free, who would you choose?
Scott won't come after you.
Yeah, Scott, Scott will leave you alone. Everybody else will leave you alone, too.
And... it's time for a movie review.
Yeah, I think
it's time for the movie review.
Yeah, did you go see the movie?
Okay.
South Park. Okay.
Okay, we're going to
get a movie review of South Park. This is Bert for the movie review. And then we will phone the movie man for his movie review.
Cool. I just finished watching South Park. Bigger, longer, yes. If you enjoy spending two-plus hours watching four little kids swear... swear beyond anything I have ever heard. I blushed. My God.
I want to see this more than ever now.
Actually,
is it 27.8 million or something in the first week? It's grossed.
Done pretty well.
I thought it hadn't started until it already has started.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie's out.
27.8.
Was it full?
No,
was it?
That's pretty good. Actually,
not bad for what the production cost. Something like that.
Well,
an afternoon.
The only good thing I really have to say about the movie.
Lots of what?
The only really good thing I have to say about the movie.
Yeah.
Is
Terrence and Phillip.
sequences where they go from the cutout characters to the full 3D animation the Japanimation companies have done for them.
Yeah.
Sweet. It looks... it just makes
so they
it
weren't,
such a counterpoint.
So they weren't lying in, like, those fake commercials that Japanese people were doing the 3D rendering.
I'm sorry. At the end of the movie, the fat kid... I don't remember his name.
Cartman.
Cartman.
Yeah.
Cartman.
You don't remember Cartman's name?
I didn't watch
that show.
He Arukins. Saddam Hussein.
Again, man.
Illusion!
You know the Japanese had something to do with it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that was my read.
Yeah. So did you like it, though? They swore a lot, but...
you know, for $10, no.
Wasn't worth $10.
It wasn't worth
it. I say the same as Bob here. I say the same thing for Wild Wild West.
That
wow.
is definitely not worth
That's like
bucks.
A mind that gets in your head like the Scooby-Doo theme. It's like... why did I see this, and why can't I forget it?
The best comment I heard about the Wild Wild West was somebody called it the Vile Vile West. That
it was so bad.
The best comment I heard.
It was
so
vile?
Vile.
Oh, it was bad. Like, they didn't... the cool parts of the movie, they didn't use enough. Like, they had, like, an 80-foot tall...
spider thing.
Like, gas-powered... tarantula, which was really cool, in theory. It never fucking would have worked. But hey, if you're going to make something, like, exploit it. Like, don't destroy one town, destroy 10. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It just failed.
And to get my racist comment in there, Jim West is not a black man. I don't care what the hell they say. I am a fan of the old TV series. Jim West will and always will be Robert Conrad. Fuck you all.
Okay, we're going to go to the movie man.
Hey guys. I can hear it. Oh, I'm quivering.
Movie man. All right, we have the movie man
he
on the phone.
He actually answered the phone this week.
Yeah, he's not busy first try. Well, that's usual, actually.
Yeah,
we get him on the first try. Last week was a little unusual.
Of course, we debuted his promo last week. That's why.
That's right. Of course, we played it over and over again, which we usually do to new promos, so it wasn't too bad.
You know, that was my plan all along.
Yes, get into our mind.
Play.
So we've already heard, just so you don't do the same review, or you could, but
okay.
We got the South Park and Wild Wild West.
Have seen neither of those.
Okay.
I have heard that South Park was absolutely hilarious and guaranteed to offend everybody.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Wild Wild West apparently sucked.
Lost.
Like, huge. Huge. Yeah. I had a buddy of mine once saw it, and he said, Don't go see it. Don't rent it. Don't wait for it to come out on TV.
Wow, harsh.
At all costs.
Harsh.
Go see it at the dollar movie theater.
The dollar movie theater. Matinee on a Sunday when it's really hot out and, you know, the movie
theater. The only place on the planet with air conditioning. Don't go see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
even if they offer a queen-size bed laid across, like, the seats and...
And a free member of the opposite sex.
Yeah. Well, maybe for a dollar.
Maybe for a dollar.
I don't want to know what you get for a dollar.
You just put the blinders on, the earplugs in.
Yeah.
You're set.
Have a nice hour and 45 minutes nap.
In an air conditioned room.
In an air conditioned room with fan girls.
So what movie, or do you have a movie?
I do have a movie.
Excellent.
A movie to avoid.
Oh, a movie to avoid. Okay.
Although not quite as vehemently as the Wild Wild West.
Okay.
But the movie, The Arrival Part 2.
Ooh. Thank you! I was wondering about that. I saw The Arrival in the theater, and I was for free, and I was truly disappointed.
Can you say straight to video?
I rented the first Arrival, and I didn't mind it. I actually... thought it was probably the best thing Charlie Sheen's done in like a long time.
People
who are fans of the X-Files would enjoy The Arrival just because it had that same kind of feel. It had some neat effects.
Yeah.
Corey was, well, a week, but Arrival Part 2 has no connection to the first movie other than the fact that the main character, played by Patrick Muldoon, who I swear to God I've seen better acting out of cardboard cutouts. Oh, the guy was just so dry, it was not even funny. He plays Charlie Sheen's brother, who dies mysteriously of a heart attack, and he gets all of Charlie Sheen's notes and stuff and goes on to save the world.
That's poor right there. That's a poor setup right there.
Yeah.
Like, excuse for this movie.
Yeah, the movie, I mean, 9 times out of 10, your sequels aren't going to be as good as the first one, which is always good for a debate right there. I mean,
Except for Aliens.
Yeah.
And possibly Terminator.
Yeah.
I like the first one better.
But other than that, 9 times out of 10, the sequel does not live up to the original, and this one is a shining example of that.
If the original one was something to hold up to begin with.
Yeah, so I mean,
if the original could hold up a candle to, like...
Quite often they will make a sequel to a bad movie.
Yes.
They won't learn from the first one, and they will just continue pumping out sequel after sequel.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Police Academy.
If you go to the Internet Movie Database, almost all the Police Academies are on the bottom 250 list.
Gotta like
except
that.
For
and
the first one.
The damn Star Wars movies. I mean, they just keep pumping those things out. What are they going to learn?
Star Wars movies? Pumping them out. I don't know about pumping them out, but...
Grinding them out.
Sorry, I was thinking Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek, okay.
Star Trek, Star Wars, it's all a bunch of crap. Kidding. God, no sense of humor tonight.
What are you talking about? I agree.
I think we should all give Lucas a big coloring book.
Yeah, we'll teach him how to stay inside the lines.
He needs a hug.
And another movie that I saw recently was, and again, not a great movie. Haven't seen a lot of good movies recently.
Yeah.
Wing Commander. And I know Desmond has... Commander.
Desmond's puking.
The most entertaining part in the movie was the Das Boot ripoff.
Yes.
I knew that the scene was coming because Desmond had told me about it.
Yeah.
But when I saw it, it was so blatant. Such a ripoff from the movie. It's not even funny. Actually, it was funny. That was the most entertaining part of the movie, is to go, oh, man, they might as well have just spliced that scene right in there.
That Wing Commander was so bad and so poorly done that a critic who was reviewing the film, who didn't know the game that it was based on, referred to the Kilrathi as turtle-like creatures.
They were so... In the game, they were better. I mean, this movie has a budget, right?
No.
Actually, maybe the game has a bigger budget.
The game had like a $3 million budget.
It was literally... Wing Commander was so bad that, no lie, I was sitting there talking to a friend about the films I had seen that year, and he had to remind me twice that I had gone and seen it. He had to actually describe a scene before I actually remembered seeing it.
You actually mentally blocked it out.
I did. I am not making it up.
Wow.
Mental block.
Yeah, it was poor. I didn't like it either.
I'm proud to say I have not seen it, nor will I see
don't,
it.
Don't,
just
don't,
like,
don't.
Just like Titanic. I failed to see that because of the fucking hype that was around it.
Good special effects. You can't tell they're special effects.
I've seen Star Wars once, and I will only see Star Wars once. Like,
yeah.
It's too much. It was like...
I admit that I saw Titanic, and
yeah.
I liked it, but it was not worth $1 billion.
No.
Yeah, it's like, everybody, give it the fucking rest. You know the boat's going to sink.
I mean, like, come on.
Is there a cat?
We all knew that.
I hear like a cat.
Again? Oh, no, I'm out of my balcony. Little kids screaming.
Oh, okay, they're screaming.
Beating children.
Okay. Shut those kids up. Put a gag in their mouth or something.
Wish I could. Really wish I could. But the only movie that I've seen recently that I would have to say was enjoyable was Varsity Blues.
Yes,
I have not seen that.
Football movie. I rented it expecting a typical teeny bopper sports movie, high school sports movie, but I was actually really impressed.
I usually avoid sports movies, but when I watch them, they're usually half decent.
Well, you might want to check this one out. It's got a couple of good performances by some of the young guys out there.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher / stripper is definitely worth checking out.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Desmond Green.
Instinct? Mm-hmm. Do you have a movie review for us?
Instinct was very good. With Anthony Hopkins, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh,
very
where he's an ape.
Well, he is not an ape.
Not an ape,
but
he grew up with apes.
He didn't grow up with apes.
You think
he's a scientist that goes to learn about the social developments in apes and their communities.
Yeah.
And he gets kind of enlightened on the world, I guess.
He also gets caught up in it. And
yes, obsessed. Very, very obsessed, but it was really, really good acting.
Yeah.
And even the supporting cast, it was very good.
I agree completely. That movie, I went into it expecting it a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And just watched the commercials for it. Just, I was not interested in it, but...
I liked Gooding in it, but I thought Hopkins was a little over the top.
In some spots, yeah. It's so neat to see him playing a role with a little bit of grit to it, a little bit of nastiness to it again.
As opposed to
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
he's perfectly tame in that.
He's done, in the last 3 or 4 years, he's been doing mainly those historical movies.
Like Nixon?
But he does a lot of period pieces, so it's neat to see him getting back into this genre. Like, I'm looking forward to the continuation of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, they're doing a sequel to it this year.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the 13th Warrior, which used to be, they could have kept the name Eaters of the Dead. But
great book.
Eaters of the Dead?
Eaters of the Dead. Used to be Eaters of the Dead. I was in...
A thinly veiled retelling of the Beowulf legend.
Yeah, it's basically an Arab who goes with the Vikings,
yeah,
and they retell the Beowulf story.
I was over in Campbell River.
It's actually the first novel in early English.
It is the first English story.
I was over in Campbell River in a fishing trip,
yep,
and we took rented a boat, went out ocean fishing for salmon,
mm-hmm,
caught a couple, blah, blah, blah. Later in the afternoon, we sort of got lost, kind of roaming around, just doing high-speed jumping up waves and stuff, and came into a bay where there was barges and a whole bunch of really cool-looking kind of ships and stuff, and there were 3 moored boats, Viking dragon boats, which were hand-built Viking dragon boats,
yeah,
one of which was burnt,
yeah,
like professionally burnt.
Yeah, the
and
Walt Disney Company.
Company spent a million, I think, a million apiece for these boats. To make. There's like all original peg design, the whole bit. It's pretty kick ass.
Oh, actually.
And I like when I was touching on stuff. They're very cool looking boats.
Yeah, Disney burnt all of them.
Well, first one they burnt was. They
was
burnt
part of
only
the story.
One of them originally,
yeah,
and then they burnt them all, yeah.
Yeah, they actually flew all their executives up and destroyed the boats. Why?
For a movie.
For a movie.
Ben Lotz. Well, they also built a town on the side of a mountain, which was a clear cut. which they left the town. It's now like
a town,
a tourist attraction.
It's a tourist. No, it's a Viking. Wow. It looks
like a Viking village.
It's really, really cool.
And so Fendick, like,
decent use of it.
They actually
at least.
Took time, engineered, built it all, had it so it's going to stay because they're there for, you know, like 4 months filming.
Wow.
And I've got pictures. Actually, I'll bring some pictures of like camels and sheep that they had. They had like long hair sheep.
Yeah.
With all these fucked up horns and stuff. One of them looked like a Harley Davidson, so I, of course, got on there. And there was a camel.
So you're admitting to being on the back of a sheep.
Yes. There was also a camel.
I didn't know you had any Greek ancestry.
I thought it was Scotch.
Scottish, actually. Kilts, you know, a little bit. Anyway, there was a camel, single hump camel, probably about, you know, 7-8 feet at like, its small of the neck, and its head was like... about 3/4 of the table, about half as wide. Fucking immense. And I went to, I had my friend kind of go, hey, camel, over here. And he's all like keeping the camel busy with grass and stuff. And I was going to climb under and take a picture of it with him feeding it, trying to get a perspective.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It charged me. So
you were charged by a camel?
Charged by a camel.
Spit at you?
No, but I got out of the way pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
You know, they talk
large
about...
animal.
That reminds me. They talk about llamas being like these supposedly gentle creatures. My nephew, first time they take him to a petting zoo, he goes up, the llama, this cute little llama, spits right in his eyes. They had to take him to emergency to get his eyes flushed because they were swelling shut.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had... Same farm, I had the opportunity to see the war horses they used, the Clydesdales, for the movie. Wow.
War horse or Clydesdales?
Clydesdales. Full-bore Clydesdales.
Big
like
fucking animals.
Two tons a piece.
Yep.
Like, feet on them like this.
Wow.
Like down near a foot across.
Wow.
Like, wow.
Well, we still got the movie man on the phone, so we're going to...
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
That's quite all right. I was just listening in.
Listening on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to let you go now.
All right, gentlemen.
And rock on. And so, what the hell?
What the hell?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're going to go to a song now, and then we're going to come back with Gross Hospital Stories. So we're going to play the song that we actually use for the intro of the show, and it's Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, and it was Torin's birthday yesterday, or his birthday party, and I went to that.
Torin's the lead singer of Darkest Hillside
Thickets. And he did a vocal promo for us.
Cool.
And I don't have it right here. It's on a videotape, so we won't be able to hear it tonight, but we'll hear it next week.
Bitch.
And it,
don't
it's,
get extended like that.
It's really bizarre. So here is Six Gun Gorgon Dynamo from Darkest Hillside Thickets. not bad at all, actually.
And, are we back on? I ended up saying like five words to him, but he looked emancipated. Just, you can tell that you must be like a
no, do I particularly care? I don't know a thing about it. No one told me all about it. Nor do I particularly care.
You know what I mean?
Like, nor do I particularly care. Nor do I particularly care.
I just don't want to meet him in person.
Yet. Didn't read about it. Didn't see it on the news. Nor do I particularly care.
See,
oh, Lord. No, I particularly care. No, I particularly care. Didn't read about it, didn't see it on the news. Nor do I particularly care.
Now, once again, it's time to close hospital stories.
All right. What? It's time for gross hospital stories. Is the camera on, Dax?
What is...
Bashukin, what the hell are you talking about? Hey, Proto-Mass.
Hey, Bob, Proto-Mass is from Nelson.
Okay. Bashukin, this, if you can see it, you probably can. This is my caring face. What the hell is Proto-Mass, pal?
Read the line above. Spaceman is now known as Proto-Mass.
And Bashukin rode camels in Israel. Oh,
this is still my caring face. Does that mean you actually told someone about Rant Radio? He joined the channel, you fag.
Okay.
How did you know?
Gross hospital stories. Tonight's story, Desmond's first time with a corpse.
We'll get into the gory details after.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got video.
No, not on this one. This goes back, as many of you may have been listening for the last few weeks and know, I worked at a hospital for about 5 years.
Really?
Yes, I do. Oh.
It's true.
It's true. And during the first week I was there, no one had bothered mentioning to us that after midnight, the security guards are responsible for removal or taking care of the morgue. This had happened because a few years earlier at Peace Arch Hospital, another of our local fine medical establishments, don't go there if you want to live.
Wait, we have an interrupted phone call.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Who do you think it is?
It's Chicken!
It's a chicken!
Of you're interrupting hospital stories,
you're
you
fag. Interrupting gross hospital stories, but I guess you're on a break or something.
I am, though. Okay. I just started.
So we can't...
Hi, Chicken!
Hey, is that sexy Amy girl?
Why, yes it is!
Ah, yes. Hello. So how's it going for you guys?
Oh, good. Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. Not bad.
Good stuff. Pretty good showing tonight, or what?
I have no idea. I haven't checked.
Mixture.
Oh,
you mean of people in the room, or...
either or.
Yeah, half and half.
Half and half?
Not a whole ton of people in the IRC. There's a whole bunch of coffee cats here.
A coffee cat?
That I should kick. Oops.
Well, fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, find your own identity, weakness, and people suck.
Like NextNet 1, 2, and 3, and the original. But I don't know why they did that. I don't care. So, how's work going?
Oh, you know, just peachy.
Just great.
Bam, work until midnight, doing the inventory thing.
Yeah, wonderful.
Up and down a ladder all night long.
Looking at numbers.
Writing
down numbers.
Writing down numbers. Stapling, like, pages with numbers on them to products and stuff like that.
Because you're a number, aren't you?
You're just a number.
I am, though.
Oh, when are you doing that commercial thing?
You know what? This totally fucking pisses me off. This is why mega corporations are fucking evil, okay? I was told to come down Friday. I had my name on the list. I was one of the chosen ones for this commercial audition, right?
The chosen one.
I was.
What's
so
this commercial
for? So the people
are
going to be there between like 9:30 and 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So I figured, okay, I'm not going to go bright and early because it's my day off and I don't want to go into work on my day off regardless. But you don't want to show up first because, well, you're the first person that everybody forgets because as you go down the line, they're going to remember the people at the end first, right?
That's right.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'll sort of catch up with them at the end of the day. I show up at, like, 3 o'clock, right? They've already packed up and gone home.
Oh, man.
I was pissed. I was denied my opportunity.
Was it supposed to last until then?
Yeah, till 4 o'clock. I was like, I don't fucking believe it. And they only interviewed, like, 31 people, right?
Oh, man.
like, you know what, here I am on TV, or on radio, the next logical step has to be TV.
That's right.
There was some pretty sweet coin that could have been made out of the entire deal, too. And I was, like, fucking denied.
Just timed it wrong.
Yeah, well, they gave me a big fat pay raise yesterday, actually.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I didn't even ask for it, either.
Hey, Chicken.
Right.
Chicken.
Yo.
I told you those Hummers would pay off.
What's that?
I said I told you those Hummers would pay off.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Wait a minute, I can't do that with a beak.
Peck, peck, peck.
Oh well. What can you do? Next time around, that's for sure.
Yep. We don't have a question of the week, so.
You don't have a question of the week.
I had a question. Just James doesn't like it.
It's a crappy question. We already kind of had it.
It's sort of a half-repeat question. If there's anyone in the world that living today that you could kill, who would it be?
Oh, man, there's too many. Like, way too many.
The person holding the auditions with a commercial.
That's right. The person who fucking scheduled me to work from 3 till midnight on a Sunday, so, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it there for the Rant Radio Show.
How about next week?
Yeah, this is great. Next week, next Sunday, I've got off.
Yay!
Yeah, but I'm working Monday at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I've got to be up at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
So, you know, it's still kind of up in the air whether or not, you know, I'm going to have enough speed at home in order to, like, you know, stay up all night with you guys, right?
May I suggest caffeine pills and Efferdin, I think they're called?
Efferdin hychloride.
Yeah.
If you take caffeine, you'll be protected from radiation.
Yeah,
poisoning.
We discovered that this evening.
Yep. It was in the news. You drink a lot of caffeine, and if the bomb hits, you're safe. 70% chance.
No, reported that one.
Some thing in India.
There's a reliable source. Whatever. We'll go out into Nevada. You can bring all the Jolt and Coke that you can find, and you can drink it all you want. I tell you what, I'll drop a bomb on your ass, and we'll see what happens. Tell you what, I'd rather take like a billion and one cockroaches and sew them together to make a suit of armor. The cockroaches will survive the bomb. So, that's my strategy.
Cockroach armor.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Hey, man. That or something made of sharks or something like that, because they haven't evolved in basically, like, how many thousands upon thousands of years?
200 million years.
I figure they've got to be doing something right. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, cockroaches and sharks, man. The answer to surviving the bomb.
Inject some DNA of them.
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much. I'm thinking so. So.
Well, the fly worked.
Fly?
Why couldn't be the cockroach?
The cockroach.
You start to crawl around on walls.
No, actually, I think Vortex, DJ Vortex, is actually a cockroach because he sleeps under my furniture. I came out one evening and found him sleeping under my fucking table. He comes when you turn on the light and he scurries away and he eats all your fucking food. He's a cockroach. I'm serious. I don't care what anyone says. DJ Vortex is the cockroach.
I think he's only half cockroach because I think from that shit diet that he's got, I mean, he did actually get like pretty seriously ill and go to the hospital. A true cockroach would have.
Yeah, but no matter how much you spray, you just can't get rid of him.
Yeah, that's true. Oh well, somebody nail him with a big can of Raid or a bug bomb. We'll find out.
Good time.
So you guys got nothing to report to me?
Not really.
No,
we fail.
Yeah, we do.
Wait, do you have that the Elohim segment up on Rant TV yet?
That's not done yet. I haven't even digitized that. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
I've got lots more before that to do.
Oh, okay.
Well, we do have... Oh, we have something secret later.
Something secret later?
Yeah. There is something up there, but don't go there. All you people out there, don't go there yet. Go there after the show.
We'll be going up at the end of the show.
It's not up anyway.
Go anywhere, regardless. So... I'm in hell.
You're in hell.
I'm in hell.
With no net access.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Although I could probably maybe even hack into, like, the database here from one of, like, the drone terminals.
Drone terminals.
Yeah, pretty much.
I really doubt they're connected to the internet.
Well, no, but they're all on, like, a central system, right?
Yeah.
Some store information as to what, you know, what stores have what from... Atlanta.
But they also
have the right access codes. They'll be able to get all the good stuff and totally hoop their files.
We should go into Chapters and put Rant Radio on all their computers.
That's right. You should.
Bookmarks in all the books and Chapters.
Bookmarks in all the books.
Yeah, we'll put Rant.
Actually, I was talking to some computer support, like, full-blown nerd yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, his own business and all the rest of that type of stuff, and I told him about the station, so maybe he's listening tonight.
Oh, that'd be
fun.
Awesome.
Actually, and he's got a boat, and he invited me to go water skiing because I gave him really fucking service.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Where does he have the boat? Or I guess he can take it anywhere, right?
Pretty much in the ocean or a lake. There, yeah. James. Yeah.
How is water skiing on the ocean? Or is it
pretty
possible?
Fun.
I don't know.
So yeah, you can do it.
I've never tried water skiing.
Better on inner tubes.
Better on inner tubes.
You can do really wicked S-curves.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, we just had a thumb up from Bert. Bert, why don't you tell him how your father tried to kill every person you know in the inner tube?
It wasn't your dad, it was you. You were driving the boat. Your dad was on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say. Remember that little roped-off kiddie area that, like, the three or four kids were in, and then, like, you know, the inner tube went whipping up onto shore?
Oh.
Yeah, tell me about that one. That's a good story.
Yeah, Bert.
Bert's like, let's see how close I can get to killing all my friends.
We have kids died.
True minor decapitations are...
Well, at least we know where you get your driving ability from. The exact dimensions of my inner tube and boat.
I know the exact dimensions of my boat, yeah.
That's right.
Well, what the hell?
What about it?
I don't know. We're gonna let you go.
You're gonna let me go?
Yeah, unless you have something else to say.
No, actually, I don't.
Because we have to go to gross hospital stories.
Oh, okay. Well, I wouldn't want to interrupt that.
Well, you already did.
Yeah,
we were right in the middle of it.
We had gross hospital story interrupt us.
Oh, gross hospital story interrupt us.
Oh, okay.
But you're on your break, so we sort of had to go to you.
That's okay, I don't mind.
I'm a caller, and I'm important, so damn it, people like me.
That's right.
That's right.
Bashukin actually just admitted to fecking camels in Israel. I rode camels in Israel.
Bashukin says he rides camels.
Yeah, he likes to ride camels.
I think Bashukin needs some serious help.
Oh, we're going to let you go.
Okay, man.
So,
bye, chicken.
So,
bye, chicken.
What the hell?
I bet you'd like me to say that, wouldn't you? But I'm not going to, because that would give you some satisfaction.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Woo!
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
All right.
The chicken.
The chicken. Who's wrestling? You wrestler?
Dirty promo girl. She's wrestling and smacking.
She's wrestling your dinner.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you.
Okay. So,
that was Rachel.
Back
see,
once
where
again.
Was I? Oh, yeah, like I mentioned, I had just started working in the hospital. I'd only been there about a week, and they find out that I'm supposed to take care of the morgue after midnight. And so I'm not too keen about this because I have never even seen a dead body outside of my father who passed away. And that was after he had been through, like, you know, the funeral home and they had fixed the body up. So I have no idea.
Have you seen people get killed in New York?
I had seen people get killed.
So you had actually seen dead bodies.
Old dead bodies.
They're not dead bodies that had been lying there.
They still look kind of good.
I had seen them die.
Oh, that's so much less frightening.
Well, hey, okay, so at this point, I would be disgusted by most of the stories I tell as much as, like, any of you out there who have been disgusted by these stories. But, so we get a call about, I guess it was about 12:30 at night, that the funeral home is here to pick up one of the cadavers. Mm. Okay, so...
Great.
I go downstairs, I unlock the morgue door, I open the loading door so the guy can come get him, and this is huge, huge fat guy wearing a suit, sweating monstrously profusely. It's just really, really grim. Just looking at this guy...
Is he like Lupo the Butcher?
almost
what
as
can
bad.
I don't know.
And I'm like just not even wanting to think what he must do with the bodies. It just really grims me out.
You're an hour late.
He likes big hugs.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's like, well, you're going to give me a hand? And I'm like, give you a hand?
I started clapping.
He's like, yeah, give me a hand getting the body out of the thing. It's not that bad. I just want you to help me move it off the gurney onto my stretcher. Okay. So I open the door and I look in and I see these bodies in there. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I walk in and I help him wheel the body out, and he's just grabbed the head. So I'm not wearing any gloves because I'm just, like, really, really intimidated by this whole thing. I am in denial. I'm not thinking ahead. And I put my hands underneath the cadaver's head, and I look down, and it's wearing a plastic wrap sheet, not the normal shroud that we will use and I will get used to with all the other bodies I will end up handling over the next 5 years. Because
in and out of the hospital.
In and out of the hospital. Because He has died on the operating table, which means they had to perform an autopsy, which means that through the clear plastic, I can see that wonderful Y stitching in his stomach and chest. Yeah.
The tasty stuff. The stuff where you pick him up and fluids move.
Still has the tube in his mouth because you're supposed to leave all the stuff there that he died with for the official autopsy and all the rest of it. So he tells me, place my hands underneath the head, and I do so. And I lift it up, and the bag tears, and about a half a pint of coagulated corpse blood pours out over my hand.
And that's when he licked his fingers.
And I fucking freak. I drop the body onto the stretcher, right over to the sink, start boiling, like pouring the water on, just like start scrubbing away, and I'm like asking the guy, what the fuck did he die of? And he's like, why? What do you want to know? And I'm like, don't fuck with me. What did he die of? And he's like, oh, a heart attack. I'm like, okay, fine. Because like AIDS, hepatitis,
gonorrhea,
everything is just going through my fucking mind.
Oh. This came out of his head.
No. Basically, because just the body. Just out of the body, out of the plastic bag. That's where the blood came from.
And how old would this body have been
sitting there for a while? Sitting there for probably 2 to 3 days, because the blood wasn't blood. It was a chunky liquid.
It's kind of like a marinating steak.
It was so grim. That was... I had to...
Was it warm?
No, it was cold.
Cold, because they keep them cold, right?
Yeah, well, they keep the freezers. They're not really freezers. They're cooler, like I mentioned on the Ballad of Irene Wallace's Leg.
Right.
The it's kept at about 43 degrees.
Into the mic.
Yeah.
Into the mic.
Oh, into the mic.
Oh. Yep.
So that was it. I basically ended up scrubbing my hands about 5-6 times, and I started to notice that...
He didn't have any fingerprints.
I would, like, get up and just go... wash my hands, and my knuckles were starting to get red and raw.
And that's the day he stopped biting his nails.
Oh, yeah. And I realized that if I did not stop, I was going to develop a neurosis. Fucking
thinking, oh, God, that was so gross. Oh, God.
I am master of my own domain.
I had to basically make myself stop scrubbing my hands, force myself to go downstairs, eat my lunch, which, I tell you, I really didn't fucking want to do.
Because he started to eat it, and then he realized what he was doing. I'm eating this with my hands. So he started having a pie-eating contest right there.
I'm like, I don't want to touch my food. And I'm like going, if I don't do this, I'm going to develop a fucking neurosis. So I just forced myself to do it. And that's it. That's the story of my first time. That's the first time with a corpse. And after that, I got to the point where it didn't matter the condition of the body. It just didn't bother me, didn't faze me.
Yeah.
I one time tried to figure out roughly by just averaging how many I did a week, how many bodies I have basically loaded into the morgue, and I came out over 1,000.
So wow.
You're kind of... Like after your first dead body.
Yeah, I basically was a little grossed out the next couple, but after that point it just didn't bother me anymore.
It was a pretty first nasty one.
Yeah. So I'm just not bothered at all by it anymore.
Wow.
I have literally handled more bodies than anybody I know. Literally.
at least that you know of.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we're going to go and play the intro again because it was a long time since we played the intro. Because we had a big interruption. And we're going to go to the song. And now,
once again,
it's time
for Gross Ghost Stories.
I love that moaning is holding us off.
The background. Jackson asking.
Give you a beat, give you a beat. That band tries to get to the CD. That forced you to make the CD. Like the intro.
Thank you.
your, because like Sean's can do, Sean's cousin can do the rewriting. Can you do 1,000 on one disc? I heard there's a lot less.
Has something to talk about.
Okay, we were just talking about our bulletin board, and something that I wrote down when it happened, because it just it is the perfect thing I've ever had.
Some people may not believe you, but they're can't write.
No, yeah, Dax can't write. I was sitting at home with my roommate Michael Jans. I was just channel surfing, and I ended up turning on The Sound of Music, and Mike looks at this film, has this confused look on his face, and I'm like, what? He's like, I don't remember any Nazis in Gone with the Wind. That's just, I mean, I don't know. I had to write that one down. I did.
I thought you were going to say that he crumpled up like the evil, or the Wicked Witch of the East, and like, certainly, I know the
No. I told you last week that he's been playing nothing but 80s music, because DJ Vortex gave him back a box of all of his old 80s CDs. So.
That's, Mike is from the 80s.
Yeah, Mike is from the 80s.
Mike is the epitome of Supertramp.
Yeah, but it got worse tonight. Today he was playing some of the weirder shit that he had in his collection, including the Red Army Chorus.
Never heard
yes,
of
it. No. It's not a group. It's the actual Red Army Chorus Band. So I had to listen to the Russian national anthem and the song of the Volga, like Rivermen. I just don't even want to talk about.
Is that like the Hunt for Red October?
Yeah,
kind of cool. But it was actually cool.
No. The Hunt for Red October was cool
because there were submarines and Sean Connery, and he says trousers. So
trousers.
Yeah, Denzel Washington.
I just saw that for the first time.
No, Denzel Washington was Crimson Tides. Crimson Tides.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
One of the
Baldwins.
One of the Baldwin brothers.
That's right. Alec.
Alec or...
I believe it was Alec.
Bob or Ernst or...
Yep.
Yeah, that was actually a really good movie. I saw it for the first time recently.
Yeah. Good Tom Clancy novel. Read all of them.
Read all of them.
Especially the Jack Ryan series. The new...
Yeah, awesome.
Whatever the name... What the hell is the name?
Is it Net Something, right?
Net Something sucks. What the hell the name of that other off thing? Yeah, Clancy is so right wing that he's left. I mean, it's.
I just love his books. I was actually really impressed. I hadn't read one of his before, and then I read one of the Jack Ryan ones.
Kicks ass.
Yeah.
I think I just about read them all.
I like it when that thing gets
My brother. Actually, I brought Ruthless.com. Uh-huh. Read that like in a day, because uh-huh. I sat down and I didn't read it in a day, but over like a week I kind of like pittered through it. And when I was reading it, it was like
day 7 days.
I really hate punching people in the throat. But uh-oh. Terrible thing is she can bite very, very hard. And she's
yeah,
like,
we've seen.
Chicken said that if you punched me in the throat, he would kick your ass.
Chicken's not here.
Meep. I'll run to Home Depot and cry.
But you have to run there with a punched throat.
But you wouldn't be able to tell him what happens.
First word.
Sounds like
two syllables.
So we had a little adventure this week.
I missed it
on Wednesday.
I was pissed.
It
I
is going
it.
To go up on Rant TV. Don't worry.
It's good. It's
I wanted to go.
No, it's go. Great.
Did the man lead you?
Great. What?
Did the man lead you?
Oh, yeah. He was the leader of all of us. If anyone wants to read along with us or find out what the hell is we're talking about, go to www.rael.org. R-A-E-L.org. And I'm going to type that in the IRC.
Because he can type.
I can type. www.rael.org. What happened here is a place where Sean K works, there's a flyer that he found.
On cars. They were putting them in like the windshields of cars so that when it rains, like it sticks to your windshield and
don't worry about it on there. I've got it. It'll be up on the Rant TV and
we've already done that. Yeah, the Rant TV, like he goes over it like
in detail.
Like you can see the grains of the fucking paper it's put on.
Wanted to do something.
Mm-hmm.
This is our caring face, Bert.
Is that the anti-coli, Bert? Yes, it is.
The anti.
You know what we say about Pepsi? You know
it's got
Pepsi,
Star Wars on it.
You know, what's Pepsi's like theme though? They go Pepsi, choice of the next generation.
Not this one.
Not this generation because we don't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
They're still hoping.
You know,
Pepsi gets in your mouth.
Promo girl,
it's all in your mouth.
Starting to like you, and now. Never mind.
Pepsi gets in your mouth, doesn't it?
You just can't drink Dr. Pepper forever.
Yes, you can. I've done very well so far.
Mountain Dew, okay?
Mountain Dew rocks. Dr. Pepper rocks. And Coke is the be-all, end-all of everything.
This is only for any of our American listeners back east. I would kill for a Yoo-Hoo.
A Yoo-Hoo. Never heard of it.
Kill.
Bob. You can be beaten.
People who do puh. People who do puh and
Eat glass. This flyer was so outrageously good, we just had to go. It says, the true face of God. They are the Elohim, the God of the Bible. They are eternal. They come from another planet. They created humanity scientifically. They have sent their last prophet, Rael. They are coming.
Read the back.
I will. It's got a picture of like
the gray,
like these little aliens, like hundreds of them, going back in this little spaceship and a pyramid in the background because pyramids are cool, and I guess they made them. Explains everything. The mystery of God is over.
Oh, God.
I didn't even think it was a mystery.
And I was so relieved when I saw this.
I didn't care.
You were confused. I was confused.
The mystery of God is over now, and I can go there and find out all about it. From the beginning of time, people have mystified the unknown and the incomprehensible. Today we live in a time where everything can be understood thanks to science. Scientists have created in their laboratories what yesterday was reserved for God. In 1997, they have, I guess they need to update this, cloned a mammal, Dolly the sheep. This explains the resurrection of Jesus 3 days after his death.
So Jesus is a sheep.
Yeah.
This explains everything.
Discovered the gene for long...
Forgive me, Father, they know not what they do.
Discovered the gene for longevity. This will allow us to live up to 1,000 years.
Because you know sign how decrepit you get, like, after 200.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to be around when you're 200?
Wow.
No.
Atrophied is a bitch.
Hey, just ask Dick Clark. Yeah.
Dick Clark is, what, 500 now?
550, I
Does
think.
Does anyone actually know how old Dick Clark is? I'm not making a joke here. I really want to know. How fucking old is he?
60. I think he's 60.
Is he 60?
He's been around. Well, how long was American Bandstand? Isn't it like
I don't know.
My 50s?
Well, my father knew him back in the 60s before basically Dick Clark ripped him off. And he, like we, I heard this story like hundreds of times. I'm not going to go into it. It was my father's rant. That's all I have to say.
And we've created human chromosomes. This will soon allow us to create a human in our image. Strangely
enough, we've already cloned a human. Well, we came to as close as cloning a human as they would medically allow.
We killed it.
Killed it before it had any
they
identity.
Say, man is on the verge of equaling himself to God. Who is God? On December 13th, 1973, Ray
Allen. Isn't that contradictory? We're equaling ourselves to God.
Yep.
Who is God?
What
it's
is
us. I'm God.
No.
Look at me. No, I'm God.
So supposedly,
well, actually, I'm a demigod. This is actually a presence of my true self, but
essence.
I can't appear on this plane. So I'm a demigod.
This is your avatar.
Too important to come to Rant Radio.
Too important to come to Rant Radio, actually, in person. So I sent a
demigod.
Called Bob from Peru.
Yeah, Bob from Peru.
Because I rock everyone's world.
So supposedly these guys came down, met Ray Al, this French guy, in 1973. And they told him all about their planet and actually took him back to their planet and showed him around and stuff. And put
they,
him
had,
back.
They had to hold their breath for a while, though.
Yep.
Going to Saturn. Hang on. You ever tried to hold your breath through, like, the D's tunnel?
But wait, this completely contradicts the Reverend Farrakhan's revelations.
Of the black spaceship.
Space station up orbiting the Earth that's invisible that we can't see. It was populated by super intelligent black people.
There had to be a few of them.
and free all the, you know, oppressed black people.
I have one question for the Reverend Farrakhan. We're getting off the subject here, but
okay.
I have to say this.
It's religious.
If Farrakhan is so concerned about the oppressed fucking black people, why the fuck isn't he mentioning the fact that in Somalia and Somalia and I can't remember the other country, there's actual slavery going on?
Because they can't squeeze political contributions out of them.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
America is so, like, you know, politically correct. Canada is so politically correct. The whole friggin' Western world is. And yet I've heard 3 news stories now about the fact that there is slavery going on in Africa.
Well, we don't want to hear about it, right?
Because, I mean, God knows we'd end up having to get stuck into another war, and, like, you know, as we saw in Somalia, you know, we don't want to do that, so... they're just a bunch of blacks, so fuck them.
It's probably economic reasons. It's good for the economy or something.
Say sweatshops, many of the other things that have been going on that
it's
we really don't pay attention to.
Getting to the point where
like
I think
McDonald's, that's.
It's getting to a point where I think we need another like class struggle revolution. And seriously, burn the fucking rich.
No, that doesn't quite work because I want to be rich eventually. So. Well, I am going to be rich eventually, so. And then I'll just burn
don't
all
tell
the
anyone.
Poor.
Burn all the poor.
I like Tom Green's Tom Green's thing. What was it? What was his name? Frogman or something? He steals from the poor and gives to the rich.
No, Scuba Hood.
Scuba Hood. Yeah, Scuba Hood.
He was diving in.
He was diving in like wishing wells and stealing all the change. And he got kicked out every in the malls. And he got kicked out by security everywhere. And then he took this big bag of change and gave it to the banks. He says he steals from the poor and gives to the rich. He's Scuba Hood.
Put this in your coffers.
Put this in your coffers. It was awesome. Fantastic.
So we went to this meeting, and there's like, I don't know, 8 other people. This will be up on Rant TV eventually.
So how many of us went?
The Bitch and Jew.
4 or 5.
The Bitch and Jew. Think hard.
I don't know.
Who's the Bitch and Jew? Jens.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't call him that.
Keep your friends
friends
close and your enemies close.
Chicken went. Inky went.
Inky went.
I went.
And Sean K.
And Sean K. went. And Sean Kay just laid into him.
So the reason we never associate the bitchin, the one you refer to as the bitchin Jew, with being perhaps Jewish is because we generally associate him with someone who might be rounding up Jews.
Yeah, very anti-Semitic.
Actually, he's not anti-Semitic. We just think...
He is a Nazi.
We just think that his direct parental or grandparental ancestry might be war criminals.
No, really? Lie. He got pissed off at his family when he first moved in with me, and he called the Israeli consulate to try to get a hold of Mossad and the Simon Wiesenthal Center to basically see if any of his family was wanted.
The people in apt pupil that
hunt Nazi war criminals. Yeah. He called them up to check to see if his family was on any
checked
list.
His lineage.
Wow.
Wow. He did this out of fear, or you wanted to get his family?
I had hatred for his family.
Wow.
I laughed my ass off.
And the results?
They don't want any of his family.
his
grandfather was in the Wehrmacht, which was the German army.
This means that they were either actually clean or covered their tracks really well.
Yes.
That's true.
Anyone listening to and knows what the Die Spider is, give Mike's family a call.
So what Sean's angle was when he went in there was trying to convince these people that these aliens are going to come back. Like, we're supposed to build them a temple to come back, and that's where all these donations are going.
Oh.
To build this glamorous temple in Switzerland or somewhere.
Somewhere too far away to go check.
And
they're all French-Canadian.
Any connection to, what was the name of that order that burned themselves in Switzerland and Quebec?
Oh,
and
probably not.
Don't,
you know what
don't think
about.
I care, but...
They burned themselves. They have no connections anymore.
That's true.
Burnt to a cinder.
So his angle was they were they wanted us... they're coming back to either enslave us for war or for food.
Yeah.
They're breeding us for food because they said they...
If they're these greater intelligent beings, why are they coming back and what do they want from us?
Yeah, they created us.
They created us, so we're clusterfucks. We're basically fucking raping the planet.
I got this book that says, to serve man on the cover.
I love that, yeah. The little basil and garlic, you know, 350 degrees for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yep. How to serve humans.
Yeah.
You know, we taste best with melted butter.
Yes.
Butter.
Their symbol was the greatest. Their symbol now is a swirly thing in the middle with like a star around it. And what it was before was the swastika inside the Star of David.
Actually, it's kind of a Star of David like melded with the swastika. Like the swastika actually kind of pitched off on the six tips of the star.
Yeah.
It's rather interesting.
It's like, wow.
Can you say politically non-active?
I hope there's some Nazis and Germans here.
Are we thick like whale shit or what? We're trying to get everyone to help us out.
Get together in some sort of really...
So over all of their books, they had these stickers with their new symbols, but if you took off the stickers, their old symbol was underneath. It was just great.
Hello.
Say something.
Say something?
I said hi to Derek and Inky, the unnamed, the unseen, the unheard
Nikki.
The shy
Nikki.
One.
She doesn't have a name.
Did you just call her the shy one? I don't think she's shy.
She says she's shy. Yeah, try and get her on camera. She is shy.
She said something about it being better when people were watching, so they left the door open in case you want to move the camera down the hall.
Oh, cool.
We're not quite broadcasting the video yet.
We could sit in the living room and watch it. No.
We could.
It's true.
A few more patch cords.
A little something for the archives of Brent TV.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll put it up.
I think it'd be called Russian Roulette.
Here we are.
Talking about anything interesting?
No, not really.
No, never.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Welcome to the What the Hell Show.
So anybody else have any stories? Things that happened this week?
I found something out tonight.
What'd you find out?
I spent some money on the Loomis van, thinking I was going to fix it. And
silly boy.
You already did.
I only realized, actually, yes, I did. And I did fix it. What I did was good.
The tires.
I fixed the tires because, they had, like, steel belted coming out of them. Like they're gonna like rubber. You know you see those tires on the sides of the highway that like just looks Sparky like you know those retreads yeah. where the fucking tire explodes off the vehicle and it goes skidding off into the ditch and you see those large masses of grass disappearing.
One day from that,
we're about a day to a day and a half. About a day, I'd say roughly from that.
Cool.
They were not retaining air.
They were not. The guy says it's not worth your time to repair these tires. He started pointing things out and didn't stop until I said no. Don't worry about it. We're not going to replace those two. He's like, good, okay. So I replaced two tires that cost like $92. It wasn't too bad. Two used tires. They're not beautiful, but they're going to work for like the next 3 months until Darcy replaces his van, which he intends on doing.
Yep. But he's got to buy five of them.
But he has to buy five. No, anyway. So I have a minor leak, and I'm thinking, okay, bad. Leak, coolant, no engine, no van. No van, no work, no money. So...
Big arrow
to the money. So I asked Drexel tonight. I said, hey, buddy, I got a minor problem. And he goes, no, wait, let me guess. I'm like, okay. He goes, coolant. I'm like, yeah, actually. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. It's been like that for a year. And he goes, if it gets real bad, he goes, fix it, but tell him when you're going to fix it that it only has to last for like 2 months. And is it worth fixing? And if not, like, stick a piece of bubble gum on
it. Get out the duct tape.
And like that'll be good. The bubble gum will be fine.
The bubble gum thing.
There's some product. I can't remember the name of it. A friend of mine used it. It's something you pour into your radiator.
No, bars. Don't do it, man. It's like drinking concrete.
Yeah.
Like here's a glass of Portland.
Yummy.
Charcoal. Do you want to drink some charcoal, Dad?
I have drunk charcoal.
Okay, I don't want to know why you drank charcoal, but it's usually to remove things from your system, such as alcohol. Or, say, if you tried to kill yourself and were unsuccessful by eating pills, they'll give you a nice charcoal shake.
Yeah, I used to watch people enforce
you. Won't puke? Why do they not want you to puke? With all these pills?
It'll bring it back up through your system, and then you'll digest more as it comes up your system.
Okay.
So they give you a nice charcoal shake, and then you shite.
The charcoal neutralizes it because it absorbs
everything.
Still not good for you, though.
Not only that, you don't want to see what your shit looks like when you...
Sure you do.
Oh, no.
Ever had one of those cleansings where you drink garlic and tea for like a week, and all you have is sugar and like water? And you have like no, I have heard and witnessed black shit, like black shit coming out of your body.
Oh. Yes,
and it's not because you're not eating things. It's because this is what's inside of you.
Yeah,
the walls of your stomach, like the intestine lining, the hamburgers you had 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
You don't want to see it.
Yummy. Tasty.
We're gonna
chest burster.
Hey, I almost forgot. We're gonna open up the phone lines.
We are gonna open up the phone lines, and we have a promo for that. Which James and I made.
Promo for
we have
that.
A promo.
We have
the
a promo.
We do.
And I have a hand.
I almost forgot. So here's our spiffy, spanky new promo for opening up the phone lines. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191. Call in right now.
Okay, the phone lines are open.
The phone lines are open.
You can call toll free, 1-604-533-9191. You make a promo.
I thought that was something that I was expecting him, and you guys have had such good shit. And
you were bored.
That you were bored. Yeah,
something
you were
to do.
Bored. It was like,
I can call in.
You could.
What a waste.
That would tie up our phone lines.
No. No, there might be a quarter second delay. About a quarter second delay.
No, because we're not listening to it over the internet. Now,
true.
There's the question. Would there be feedback?
Would there be feedback? Would there be
if
feedback?
We turned up the stereo, there might be feedback. I don't know. It probably wouldn't.
The promo girl was looking at the
microphone. Oh, yeah. The delay would be on the cell phone. But you can
hear...
A quarter
second on the cell phone. Like,
But you can hear feedback on the radio.
Digital bounce.
Digital bounce.
More importantly, can you set up the feedback so you get the bass mic feedback?
Hey, now there's something...
Want to see something? Wow. Okay, have you got an alarm clock?
On what?
A radio alarm clock. You do, right?
Yes, that's what I wake up to.
I can make radio alarm clocks.
Give her the mic. With digital phones, yeah. Anything, like speakers.
Yeah.
anything with a speaker, it goes before the phone rings. You can tell your phone's going to ring.
I know, I love
it. It goes.
But even when
something like
my
that.
Phone,
it's really weird.
My phone's on and I wave it in front of it, it goes. And I take the phone away and it stops. It's
nasty.
Like communicating with the
human.
You know what?
It's alive.
I don't think anyone's listening.
You don't think anyone's listening? Nobody cares.
Oh, we better do something cool then. All
right, we only got 10 minutes left.
Amy's going to strip on the air.
There she goes. She's stripping now.
Wait, that would only be for our benefit.
We won't
but
do
the
it
show,
then.
The
we
show's for our
then.
Benefit anyway.
We won't do
excuse
it
excuse me for a second, Sumerian. Fuck you.
Did that get any listeners?
Bye, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye, shy one.
We only have a amount of 10 minutes left. You have a very cool purse. Looks like you could beat someone with it.
We didn't go around the room, actually.
Yeah.
So, Bert, our resident temp.
Nice.
Cameraman person. Get Nikki on camera.
Quick, flip the camera around.
Do not.
Do it.
Oh, it's okay. Don't get her on camera.
Get anyone on camera who doesn't want to be on camera.
Everyone's here now, and we haven't announced it. This is Sumerian. Hi.
Wait. It's Dak.
It's Dak.
Go hard, Dak.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
There's Mr. Bob.
Captain Bob to you.
Hey, buddy.
I am the captain of my ship.
Dirty promo girl.
Dirty promo girl.
Hi.
And projectile.
They're in my head.
I've got to get them out.
The corners of his mind.
And we're going to do a little trick shot here.
Oh, my God.
Of what's going on
here.
Wait. Get this on camera. Back off, pal.
Back up.
Now look, get a nice pan. Are you careful? Look. Oh, hey.
Bob is.
For a second, I thought we were really
going to
have a strip show on.
Oh, hey. We might have a caller. Someone who cares.
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. who is this? It's somebody who doesn't want to pay. Okay, phone again, and I'm going to pick it up immediately. And then you'll have to pay 20 cents. You know, it's only like... I'm going to do my plea.
Hey,
now.
You could call 1-800. Hi, it's me. What a stupid fucking concept.
1-800. Hi, it's me.
Hi, it's like me, and then dial the number. Or call
1010-321. The breakup of the phone company, the monopoly, and trust me, I hate monopolies.
Yes.
Was really actually a bad thing because if it didn't exist, we wouldn't have had all these fucking loser companies. With their 10-10,
whatever.
10-10-3-2-1, 10-10-10-3-3-10. 10-10.
Was it
1-800
listen to me?
No,
10-10 hi, it's me.
Quick, pick it up!
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This would be the nameless one.
Hey, nameless one.
I figured you guys begged and pleaded enough, so I figured I'd give you a call and insult you a little bit.
Are you phoning from a cell phone?
No, I'm not.
Oh, because I thought your cell phone, you could phone for free.
I used to be able to, but then I moved to the island.
Oh, okay.
So now that I live on Vancouver Island, I'm forced to use landlines, but that's okay. It's unlimited long distance for $20. So.
Oh, there you go. You can talk all night.
I can talk all night, and it won't cost me anything anyway, because I'm already over the $20 point anyway, so cheers.
Bob's figured out on his cell phone how to
change the SOCs.
Change the SOC so you can go anywhere.
I just have to get a code. I just have to get a security code to actually change the SOC that it works and recognize my digital signal wherever I am.
Because it's a national company, he just tricks the phone.
I trick the phone to thinking it's
so what
from
saying,
Vancouver Island.
So what you fucking cheat with the system?
What's that?
What?
He cheats with the system is what he's doing.
I'm not cheating the system. I'm burning the system.
That's right.
He's not cheating. They're allowing him to do it.
I'm fucking him for everything they're worth. You know in American Me where they get all the guys together in like that boiler room and they're all like drinking and hanging around and that one guy who's like the boss's son and they all go, hey man, this is really cool, this is like awesome, and all we need is the girls, and where's the girls? And they all look at him and they go, you're the girl.
That's where that comes from.
That's
okay.
From what is American?
Oh, American Me. American Me. It's pretty, it's pretty brutal.
See American Me. It rocks.
It's brutal, but it rocks. So,
Sounds like a good endorsement if I ever heard one.
So, what are you up to?
About 5'8 and a half.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Haven't grown.
Haven't grown, no. Yeah. Haven't grown in 10 years at least.
Well, one day maybe, Pinocchio, they'll make you a real boy.
I figure at my age, then I'm just going to start shrinking, so.
It's like my grandma. My grandma's actually gotten 2 inches shorter than she used to be. She's like 5'8. No, 4'8.
Yeah, and she was 5 before.
She was like 5 foot before, and now she's like 4'8", and she's getting slowly smaller. Though I would still never fuck with her, because she's just solid mean. Like, my grandpa doesn't fuck with her, and he's like 6'2".
Wow.
She just, like, she raises her fist, which is like, okay, you know, take your fist, make a fist, now take away, like, 2 fingers, that's her fist. And when she punches you, it's like a little kid going, ugh, and you're like, ow! I'm like one between my ribs.
No. No. My mother, 4'7", used to be able to punch you in the arm with, like, mom foo that would cause your entire arm to, like, have, like, this nerve bundle.
You punched between my tibia and my fibia. Ow!
And you could not move your arm. One evening, she got me in both arms. And I couldn't even push her off to defend her. Like, literally, both my arms are hanging at my side like dead fucking meat.
He ran.
Like,
he ran.
I will testify to this. It was like some kind of Vulcan death grip.
Woo!
She had better kung fu than Bruce Lee.
Yeah, my mom just resorted to throwing things at me, so.
Hey, that works, too.
Works, yeah.
Plates, large objects.
So what kind of connection do you have now? You had a 14.4 modem before, and you're unable to listen to us, right?
Winning.
I'm now listening on a happy little cable modem.
Oh, woo! All right. Yeah. A decent system. Oh, that's right. I see you on my ICQ list. Always on.
Always on, yeah.
Feel the power of cable.
So what company are you with? Are you with
Shaw?
Thank God it's not Rogers.
I've heard Shaw is actually really good.
Shaw is on the backbone of Rogers, though.
Oh, are they? How's the speeds? Are they good?
Usually they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't worry, they'll fuck them up later.
So, hey, if they start fucking you around, start complaining like right away, and then complain 3 times a day. This is Bob from Peru, and I got 3 months free out of those Rogers bastards.
Yeah!
I'll have to remember that.
Yep.
And complain, like, large. And don't just complain to, like, some low-grade techie, neither. Complain and say, you're not helping me out. Could I talk to your superior? I now have the email address of the head of tech support.
So we don't have a
cool... Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, his status on his account is... What is it? A...
Escalating
event. Every time he calls, they just go, oh, it's you. Hang on, please.
It's like there's screen flashes and little buzzers. Escalating event. It's him again.
Escalating event. It's me, you Dogen face fucks.
It's him again. Short straw.
So we don't have a cool question of the week or anything, but have you seen
cable.
Any good or bad movies recently?
Seen any good or bad movies recently? The only movie I've seen recently was The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
And you still want to give Lucas a coloring book, right?
What? Oh no, I'm not planning on buying the coloring book.
Oh no. We're making up a fund for Lucas. We're going to buy him a coloring book so he doesn't have to make any more movies.
It'll keep him busy.
Well, hey, you know, in defense of Lucas, he did promise not to make 7, 8, and 9.
Thank you. Thank you. But we still have to watch 2 and 3.
Although the current bet that I'm hearing is, how far into episode 2 will it be before Jar Jar Binks is killed?
I hope he doesn't even
apparently.
I'm hoping.
According to what I saw on an interview with George Lucas by Bill Moyers, apparently Jar Jar Binks is going to be there for all 3 films.
Okay,
two more films.
This is
give him a voice.
He will be there.
This is Bob from Peru saying I'm going to make a cameo with my 30-odd six. And I bet Jar Jar Binks can't run faster than 1,250 feet per second.
And
I've got
a
brass round that I can
totally
reload.
I'm betting he's moving the speed of light.
You
move
at the speed of light.
I will be the man on the grassy knoll.
Well, he just has to kill the voice actor then. Then we'll just get somebody else just as
no, we'll just punch him in the throat. I'm real good at that.
That's Dirty Promo Girl.
We won't go there.
So have you looked at Rant TV yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Go to Rant TV.
Go to www.ranttv.com because we're almost done. Anyway.
Our show's over anyway.
It's your
show's
over in a minute.
So everyone that's listening, everyone that's listening, go to www.ranttv.com. And I think there's a new clip up there.
You have to get QuickTime Pro 4 before you can.
Yeah, you have to get QuickTime Pro 4 and a reasonably new browser.
And we have a hospital gross hospital.
Okay, 4.61 and QuickTime Pro 4. Is that good enough?
QuickTime Pro 4? Yeah, I think the Pro will work.
Do I have I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, well, QuickTime 4.
It's all pirated anyway. So.
And you can see gross hospital stories from last week. That was a good one. I like that one. It's about the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And
you can see us kicking the shit out of a car.
See us kicking the shit out of a car.
It was just parked there, and we just kicked the shit out of it.
And
it needed to die. It was evil.
See some videos of a band that we really like.
Dark as the Hillside Thickets, because they rock.
They rock. And that's about it. I think the show's over. So we're going to say bye to you.
Oh, jeez.
Do you want to say
anything else? We're all just there to call you up, and all you're going to do is hang up on me.
We were on the phone for, 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you have something to say?
No.
You want to swear in the air?
Didn't I already fucking swear on this week on the air?
Oh, you did now.
Hey, you can say what the hell. This is...
How about if I just say fuck.
We don't have to see the South Park. You ruined it for us.
Aww.
You ruined the ending. You ruined the ending.
You bastard!
It has changed my fragile little mind. Say, this is the nameless guy saying what the hell.
Did you get that?
The nameless guy saying what the hell.
Yeah, you got it.
I heard him. Yeah.
Okay.
You could say it was some effort though.
Feeling.
Oh, I see. This is the nameless one saying, "What the hell?"
There we go.
Right. That was great. That was beautiful.
We'll make a promo out of that.
Sure, we will.
That radio rules.
There you go. We'll search through the
video.
How about
the nameless one with the dirty promo girl?
The nameless one with the dirty promo girl.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
You wish. Keep dreaming.
So okay. we're gonna hang up on you now?
That's okay. I can accept that.
You can accept that, and then we're gonna end the show.
Okay.
Until next week, where we'll be back with more inane stories.
And I'll be Mozart.
And I'll be back.
Same bat time.
Bach.
Same bat time.
Same rant channel.
And you wanna see our pretty faces? Go to www.rantradio.com.
Click on DJs.
Click on.
It shows your faces, but I'm gonna argue the pretty part.
I would suggest not eating or at least keeping a few bags in a bucket and maybe some.
You can see intimate and interactive with chicken.
And interactive with chicken. Click on DJs. Click on Sumerian or Drexel or Bob from Brew's not up there because he doesn't deserve to be up there.
Is he
only temporary?
I'm only temporary. The semi-permanent temporary guest.
How much
for a very long time?
We have for a semi-permanent guest host for a very long time. Drexel is back.
August 27th is I pick him up at 11 o'clock.
August 27th, 11 o'clock.
If you want to be there at the airport, I'll kick your ass. I promise.
It's another long time. Another month and a half. So you have to put up with Bob for a while.
Well, I guess I can tolerate it for that long.
And if you want to go to the, we'll update the page. We'll add my caring face to Bob from Peru there.
If you get your picture up on the page, then maybe we can accept it. But as long as you don't have your picture up, there's just nothing.
I have a picture. You don't even have a name, pal.
A nameless one. Otherwise known as TNO.
TNO.
Okay, well, we're going to say bye to you.
Okay.
Because we want to...
You guys want to just get off the air.
We want to end the show and then put on some music and then we really talk about interesting things.
What we talk about afterwards is a lot better than what we talk
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
That's
what
the
happens.
Show.
I mean, we put on the music and then we all start gabbing about stuff.
Yeah.
And we come back in the air and go,
next, you know what we should start doing is actually we should start leaving. We should eject the tape, put a new tape in.
Which tape?
I don't know. Any tape. Buy a new tape for the video camera and just leave it in. For after the show, like 10 minutes after the show?
No.
That would be too much work. James doesn't do any work anyway.
That's too much work.
The camera's flashing anyway. It's going to cry.
Yeah, it's
camera's flashing. That's probably a bad thing.
It's out of tape.
There's only a little bit of smoke. It's good for the electronics.
I will listen to you guys next week.
Okay, say what the hell and I'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
He's on cable modem, so he can hear it.
He can hear himself. 20 seconds later, he's going, what the hell?
It says, great, my internet is just back up and the show is ending.
Aww,
who is it?
Captain Pike.
Is our caring face. Oh, sorry, buddy.
One day we'll put up all the archives of all the old shows.
Yeah, no, we won't.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Like, I'll have time to do that ever. Yeah.
Ever.
And
on top of the fact we're going to run out of hard drive space and we're going to delete the shit anyway. Because we really don't care.
So
if we were Care Bears, we'd stare your ass down. But, we'd get in our cloud cars and fucking drive you over, but
it's
we don't.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'd make a new Care Bear. I'd just kick everybody's ass. What the fuck are you looking at, you happy fuck? I'd kick your fucking ass. Two of my neighbors when I lived down in Grand Valland were cell artists for the fucking show.
Oh, boy.
Wow, did they ever get a lot of money for that?
No.
They had to,
that
like...
That must have been so boring.
Yes. I did some cells.
Like, if it was Akira, maybe it was interesting. It's Care Bears.
It's Care Bears, man. Like, the backgrounds are boring. And she was painting backgrounds.
Oh,
like, cloud trees. Like, big fucking cloud trees with hearts and shit on them.
I don't remember the comedian's name, but he had a comment. He was a Scottish comedian who had a comment to make about cartoons, especially Canadian-made cartoons. Stop making cartoons!
Yes. Every time they have a strike, a TV strike over in England, all they do is they get basically a whole bunch of Canadian...
Like, if they had good ones, like, how about, like, Stop Sawing? You know that one where the guy stopped sawing?
No, I'm not sawing!
They've
seen those things. They've seen that. Apparently, and I heard this from someone else.
The cat came back over and over again.
The cat came back, played 7 times in one 24-hour period. Can you fucking imagine that? I'd flip out and kill somebody.
Log drivers. Log drivers won.
Okay, this is bye-bye from Sumerian.
Bye-bye. Goodbye from Dak.
Goodbye from Bert.
Bye-bye from Bob from Peru. You now have T-minus 10 minutes to reach minimum safe distance.
Bye-bye.
That was Dirty Promo Girl, for those who weren't paying attention. If you're not paying attention, fuck off anyway.
This is my caring face.
Oh, my head.
Dirty is projectile vomit guy.
Dirty projectile vomit.
Dirty projectile vomit guy.
And here's some new... KMFDM.
Because Sumerian's getting really old and really tired. Mm-hmm. And his hat's on way too tight.
It's new. Yes. It's Adios, their last album. Broke up.
Aww.
Bye-bye from all of us. See you next week. Bye, baby.